आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडियन आर्मी डिस्ट्रॉयज पाकिस्तानी पोस्ट्स एंड टेररिस्ट लॉन्च पैड नियर जम्मू फ्रॉम वेयर ड्रोन्स वर लॉन्च्ड। इंडिया थ्वार्ट्स पाकिस्तान्स ड्रोन अटैक्स एट 26 प्लेसेस इंक्लूडिंग श्रीनगर, जम्मू, फिरोजपुर, पठानकोट, जैसलमेर, बाड़मेर एंड भुज। 32 airports across northern and western India closed for civilian flights till the 15th of this month. Delhi airport resumes normal operations. India accuses Pakistan of misusing IMF loan funds for cross-border terrorism. Punjab government to purchase 9 anti-drone systems to deploy in 6 border districts of the state to keep vigil on narco-terrorism. And India and New Zealand successfully conclude first round of negotiations for free trade agreement in New Delhi. Indian Army has destroyed Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pad near Jammu from where tube-launched drones were being launched. Besides, Indian defense systems have successfully thwarted the series of drone attacks at 26 locations by Pakistan last night, ranging from the Baramulla to Bhuj sector situated at the international border and the line of control. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Badmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakhi Nala. Armed drones attempted to attack border districts in Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot. But Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralized these attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and 3 family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. According to Firozpur Police Chief Bhupinder Singh Sidhu, this was an isolated incident, with most attacks being effectively countered by the army. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert, and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged effectively using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch, and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement, and strictly follow safety instructions issued by the local authorities. They have said that there is no need to panic, but heightened vigilance and precautions are essential. Meanwhile, the Airports Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flight operations till the morning of the 15th of this month. The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Vidhanand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has resumed normal operations after a period of disruption, but has issued a travel advisory to passengers due to heightened security measures amid ongoing military tensions with Pakistan. The airport announced on its social media platform that while operations are normal, flight schedules might be impacted and security processing times could be longer due to changing airspace conditions. In light of these developments, the Indian Armed Forces are scheduled to hold a special media briefing at 10 a.m. in the national capital to address the evolving situation. Speaking to Akashwani News, defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra urged citizens not to believe in misinformation and to rely only on trusted sources, such as official government press briefings.
Pakistan yesterday night escalated its misadventure by firing 26 drones, missiles, all along the line of control at the international border, targeting our air bases, military installations and civil areas. Also, the firing on the LCE and the IB by artillery shelling and small arms is going on. Plus, they are trying to infiltrate terrorists to create havoc inside India. However, alert Indian Army and the Air Force retaliated and they attacked their 3 bases near Rawalpindi, Islamabad and Lahore. PAK continues to fire artillery and small arms fire in civil areas. My request is that misinformation campaign by Pakistan should be avoided, and all citizens of India should only listen to the authentic sources and not social media. The press briefings are happening once or twice a day. They should only believe them. The sleeper cells of Pakistan are there all along the nation, especially in the border districts. Therefore, my request to the citizens is to cooperate with the state administration and bring to light of any such activity.
On the night of the 8th of May, Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of Indian Army said that Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. Colonel Qureshi added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish Assis Guard Songar drones. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. Wing Commander Singh pointed out that Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite launching an unprovoked drone and missile attack on the evening of the 7th of May. She criticized Pakistan for using civil airlines as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Briefing media on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri underlined that the denial of the attacks that Pakistan carried out is yet another example of their duplicity. Replying to a query, Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor have been suspended till further directions. Pakistan has closed its airspace till 12 noon today. Peshawar-bound Pakistan International Airlines flight PIA-218, the last airborne flight in its airspace, has been forced to hover over Quetta in Balochistan. The PIA flight made an emergency landing. No commercial flight is airborne in Pakistan. Befitting response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all fronts has made terror breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in digital space.
Sensing it inevitable defeat in protecting terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kind of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan at different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to ongoing situation between the two countries. One more example is a video of Dhaka which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a 2020 video of explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious and it is making failed attempt to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklain Akhtar and Bhanu Pratap Singh, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any other information related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997-11259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Punjab Cabinet has decided to purchase 9 anti-drone systems, which will be deployed in 6 border districts of the state to keep a vigil on narco terrorism. We have a report.
Punjab government had convened a cabinet meeting yesterday to take steps regarding the prevailing situation and decided to purchase 9 anti-drone systems. Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann said that these systems will be deployed in 6 border districts in coordination with the BSF to keep a vigil on anti-national elements. At the same time, steps have also been taken to ensure the highest level of preparedness. State's fire and emergency services have been strengthened. Specialized Ghatak teams of Punjab police have been deployed in the border districts. Ministers and senior IAS officers have also been deputed in the districts to ensure no administrative inconvenience to the public. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Gujarat, the state government is taking several precautionary measures to ensure the availability of healthcare facilities, adequate supply of essential commodities, and control over prices in the border areas amid the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel held a high-level meeting at State Emergency Operations Center last night and reviewed the situation in the border districts. We have a report from our correspondent.
Gujarat being the only Indian state sharing both land and sea borders with Pakistan, the state government has undertaken a series of measures to ensure security in the region. Security has been tightened at all the major ports as well as the Somnath and Dwarkadish temples. To address any kind of medical emergencies, the state government has deployed more than 150 medical officers in the border districts of Banaskantha, Patan and Kutch. Additionally, the state government has cancelled all the leaves of the employees. Meanwhile, several trains heading to Kutch have been cancelled today and 7 airports across the region will remain closed until 15th of this month. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposing funding agencies and donors to reputational risks and making a mockery of global values. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, concluded successfully in New Delhi yesterday. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round followed a series of virtual discussions held between both partners, which laid the groundwork for the in-person meeting. The ministry said constructive negotiations were held across all areas of FTA, including trade in goods and services, trade facilitation and mutually beneficial sectors of economic cooperation. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. India repels Pak attacks for second night in a row, headlines the Hindustan Times. Pakistan escalates, India blocks second wave of attacks, hits its air defense radar, headlines the Indian Express. Pak thwarted on Thursday, foiled on Friday, headlines the Times of India. All papers widely report that 2 airports targeted in 24 hours, 36 locations in India targeted by Pakistan and 4 Pakistani locations hit by India, while 1 air defense system destroyed. The papers report that Pak's failed attack on Thursday used 300 to 400 drones, mostly Turkish. Most papers also report of Prime Minister Modi chairing a high-level meeting of top officials to review how Operation Sindoor, India's direct military response to the Pahalgam terror attack, was unfolding. PM Modi takes stock of Operation Sindoor as Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah reviewed the situation, headlines a statesman. And finally, the Tribune says reach the airport 3 hours before, even for domestic travel, as security checks are heightened. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian Army destroys Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pad near Jammu from where drones were launched. India thwarts Pakistan's drone attacks at 26 places, including Srinagar, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Jaisalmer, Badmer and Bhuj. 32 airports across northern and western India closed for civilian flights till the 15th of this month. Delhi airport resumes normal operations. India accuses Pakistan of misusing IMF loan funds for cross-border terrorism. Punjab government to purchase 9 anti-drone systems to deploy in 6 border districts of the state to keep vigil on narco-terrorism. And India and New Zealand successfully conclude first round of negotiations for free trade agreement in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.